USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is cracking down on ransomware attacks.
These attacks have targeted our critical infrastructure, law enforcement agencies, hospitals, schools, municipalities, and businesses of all sizes.
During a news briefing, AG Merrick Garland saying a Ukrainian man has been indicted and arrested for a series of ransomware attacks on U.S. targets. The United States will try to extradite the suspect from Poland. $60 million in ransomware payments have also been seized. Travis Scott is giving out refunds to those who attended his Southeast Texas festival where 8 people died. Multiple reports say the rapper will make sure everyone who bought tickets to Astroworld in Houston gets their money back. Scott also not appearing at a festival in Vegas this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The Biden administration is confident their vaccine mandates will stand up in court.
White House officials expressing confidence that the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses will be upheld.
The president and the administration wouldn't have put these requirements in place if they didn't think that they were appropriate and necessary, and the administration is certainly prepared to defend them.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on ABC's This Week. Senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News Sunday the administration and the mandate standing on solid legal ground.
OSHA's job is to protect workers. We've lost 750,000 Americans due to this pandemic, 13,000 a day, and people should be able to go to work in a safe environment.
The court, in issuing a temporary stay on the mandate, asserts there may be constitutional issues with the requirement. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The president welcoming the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks to the White House on Monday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former President Barack Obama is participating at the COP20 UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, about a week after President Biden attended, the former president calling on developed nations to help developing nations address global warming.
Those of us who live in big, wealthy nations, those of us who help to precipitate the problem, we have an added burden to make sure that we are working with and helping and assisting those who are less responsible and less able, but are more vulnerable to this oncoming crisis.
Back in 2020, the Obamas purchased a new house on Martha's Vineyard right on the water for an estimated $12 million. Democrats in Congress are focused on a multi-trillion dollar social spending package after passing a roughly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal a few days ago. This amount of spending has bothered many Republicans, including Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. He appears on Fox Business and says taxpayers should be upset about where their money is going.
Everyone who has been working, they're getting ready to raise your taxes and pay $450,000 to people who illegally crossed our border and entered our country.
President Biden saying that we must compensate illegal immigrant families that were split up at the U.S.-Mexico border under former President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.